The problem reportedly is that Utah's incentives are capped at no more than $8.29 million a year. Marshall Moore, a spokesman for the Utah Film Studio and also a former director of the Utah Film Commission, said the program started in 2004 and really came into its own in 2011.
It started very modestly at 10% and $1 million, and today we sit at about $8.3 million and a 25% tax credit functions like a rebate from the state, and that is based, it's post-performance, and it's based on the hiring of, local crew, cast, and goods and services.
Virginia Pierce, the current director of the Utah Film Commission, told the Salt Lake Tribune she thinks that amounts on the conservative side. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely conservative. But, you know, that's the way we've kind of managed the program since its inception. It's been conservative. It's proved to be successful.
He said right now the Quinn Studio is totally taken up as a production base for the TV series Yellowstone, but the tax incentive cap limits their ability to look to the future.
But what it has done, it's handicapped us in our ability to expand. There is an expansion plan that's been in place since day one that allows for a couple of more studios, stages to be built, some more production office space to be built, a hotel, and other things that's been on the plans for years, you know. And the restrictions that exist in the current program don't allow us to make that expansion because mathematically it doesn't make any sense. Because if you can only attract a finite number of productions.
The creator of Yellowstone, Taylor Sheridan, told the Salt Lake Tribune he probably would have to go to New Mexico for a feature film project he's planning. And Moore noted Sheridan is now part of the Utah film community.
Utah is his home. He would obviously prefer to stay here. He's talked to us about expansion in the past. We've told him the restrictions. I know he's on board. I know he's working with Virginia at the film office to help move things forward. But yes, I mean, if in the current state it would be difficult because of having Yellowstone there to do another show, I suppose there could be some work done there during a hiatus period like now. But what you would really need is additional space to accommodate another big feature that he's planning.
We asked what he says to Utahns who feel that the state should not subsidize millionaires from Hollywood, but Moore said it's not a subsidy.
It's a rebate. It's post-performance. They have to spend the money first. They have to hire the people first. They have to go through a strict third-party audit to get any dollars back. So it's 25 cents back on each dollar they spend on Utah goods and services, cast, and crew. It has to be residents of the state of Utah, and the vendors have to be a tax-paying entity to qualify. So it's not really, we're not giving them anything in advance. We're just enticing them to choose Utah versus somewhere else because it's competitive. It's just like your local grocery store or pharmacy that offers a rebate coupon. And
the Motion Picture Association of Utah will be lobbying Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Brian King, whose district includes part of Snyderville, said he's willing to look at raising the incentive cap, though it will be a budget challenge.
Because what you have when the states compete against each other or when cities compete against each other for luring these economic projects is a race to the bottom in terms of how much dough we can throw at economic drivers such as, the film industry. Or you saw it with Amazon when they were shopping around their second headquarters. Every city and county and state who thought they had an opportunity to get Amazon was willing to just throw enormous amounts of money at them to say, hey, come to our place rather than go to our competitor's place. And businesses recognize that, and they drive a hard bargain, and they try and get as much out of this whole process as they can.
He noted it's a competitive market with 30 other states and other countries offering incentives.
We do, certainly in Utah. We've been a hospitable place for it in the past. I hope to continue to have that in the future because I think it brings some good exposure for tourism. I think it brings some good jobs to the economy, of course, Summit County and the ski industry, and just the beauty of that place up there. I mean, it's not just the ski industry, it's the beauty of the Uintas and just the whole area. We want to have filming good, clean industries like that that pay well and have them come and attract them.
Utah House Representative Brian Kane. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.